Firefighters hosed down the pavement along the road where the bombing took place as workers removed pieces of food, shoes, and clothing from the scene of the explosion. Dozens were killed and wounded in the blast, but government TV showed only the cleanup. Witnesses initially reported that a policeman blew himself up near a checkpoint, but security officials insisted that the culprit was a food vendor. Ali Maliki, who heads the Basra Security Commission, stressed that stringent safety measures are causing the terrorists to change tactics. He says the terrorists were unable to detonate car bombs or roadside bombs, so they found a new trick using someone carrying a container of food and pastries who began handing them out to pilgrims, causing people to gather around him. General Osman Al-Ghanemi, who heads the Central Euphrates Military District, told Al Hurra TV that 17.5 million Shiite pilgrims visited the holy sites at Karbala and Najaf for the pilgrimage, and that a government security plan curbed the usual threat of car bombs and roadside blasts. He says that the security plan was implemented amid major threats, and it involved searching visitors and evacuating them from three different sites by day's end. He says that bomb detection equipment helped prevent car bombings and insisted that several car bombs were found before they went off. Iraqi TV said that most of the victims of the blast were Shiite pilgrims visiting a mosque near Basra, rather than the main holy site at Karbala. Khatar Abu Diab, who teaches political science at the University of Paris, notes that the Sunni-Shiite conflict dates back to the Battle of Karbala in 680 AD, but that fresh violence has been brewing since recent attempts by Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to arrest his Sunni vice president, Tariq al-Hashimi.
Pour les observateurs dans le monde occidental, comme dans le monde arabe,
he says that for many observers in the Arab world and in the West, Iraq is now governed by the Shiites and by Shiite Prime Minister Maliki, who to many is governing like former leader Saddam Hussein. This, he argues, has caused the radicalization of the Sunni community, which lost some clout after being vanquished in the 2004-2007 civil strife. Abu Diab goes on to say that the Sunni community has been struggling to regain some of its lost power and prestige in the wake of the recent crisis over Sunni Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi. Hashimi fled to Kurdistan after Prime Minister Maliki tried to have him arrested. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.